Okay, so get this. Today, we're going to be diving deep into the world of latex fashion.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we've got this crazy story about a brand that a lot of people thought was gone for good.
Okay.
Yummy Gummy Latex.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, it's a real up and down story, from like sudden closure
Oh,
to
wow.
this totally unexpected revival. We're getting all the juicy details from an article on Latex 2047, which is basically like the source for anything and everything latex.
So, like the go-to place for latex news?
Exactly. Yeah,
Interesting.
so the thing about Yummy Gummy clothing, it wasn't just about the clothes, it really shook the entire latex community.
Wow,
Oh
really?
yeah, people had this really strong, like, emotional connection with the brand.
That's so
It's
interesting.
crazy, right?
Yeah.
So back in February 2023, the owner, Rebecca Alsop, she decided to just close up shop for personal reasons.
Okay.
And the article mentioned that she'd always kind of hoped that someone would, carry the torch.
Huh.
But at the time, it felt like the end of an era.
Yeah, I bet.
It makes you think, though, about like the legacy of a brand, especially in a field like latex fashion,
Right.
When the ownership changes, does that like essence of the brand really stay the same?
That's a good question.
Yeah, and that's where things take this really wild turn. So we've got these two people, Yoki and Ruka. They're this dynamic duo all the way from Germany. And they run this startup called Stetsio.
Okay.
And they were totally set to launch their own whole thing, their own line of latex clothing. But
Cool.
they hit a wall.
What happened?
Sourcing good latex was so much harder than they thought, especially finding something that was like on par with the quality that Yummy Gummy was known for.
Yeah, I can see how that would be tough.
It's one of those things that you don't think about, right? Like, it seems small, but it can totally change everything.
Yeah, for sure.
So they were like, wait a minute, why don't we just make our own latex sheets?
Smart.
Right. And like fate would have it, at the exact same time, the opportunity to buy Yummy Gummy just like appeared.
Whoa, what a coincidence.
Talk about perfect timing.
No kidding.
So like it really shows how resourceful they are, don't you think?
Totally. Yeah, like they took this challenge and turned it into a total game changer.
Exactly. But obviously, just buying the brand was just the first step.
Right.
They had to move the entire operation from England to Germany
Oh,
to their
wow.
home base in Leipzig.
That's a big move.
Huge. And get this, they found the perfect spot for it. It was inside this old, like, clothing yarn factory. The
Really?
irony, right?
Oh, that's kind of amazing.
I know. And in the article, they talk about transforming this old factory space into their, like, latex workshop. You could just feel their excitement.
I
But
bet.
it took them a long time.
How long?
3 months, solid of just
Oh.
renovations, rewiring the whole place, putting in the right lighting, and of course, making sure that the ventilation was top-notch.
That's got to be super important for working with latex.
Oh, yeah, totally crucial.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like an empty building, right?
Oh, right.
They got all of Rebecca's equipment
Oh,
and
wow.
even a whole truckload of supplies, too. But they did mention that they had to spend a ton of time cleaning everything up.
I bet after 2 years of storage.
Yeah, I can imagine. 2 years worth of dust bunnies is a lot to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
But the cleaning was just a tiny hiccup. The real challenge, recreating that iconic Yummy Gummy latex.
Okay, so what happened?
It wasn't as simple as they thought it'd be.
I bet.
So they had to find the perfect liquid latex,
Yeah.
right? Something that would make smooth, like flawless sheets, and that would work with their what's it called? Their vulcanization process.
Right, so that's how the latex gets like cured.
Exactly. And that's how it becomes durable too.
Makes
But their
sense.
first try, not so good.
Oh no.
Yeah, the article says that the batch was just totally messed up, like riddled with bubbles and holes.
Ugh, I can imagine how disappointed they must have
I
been.
know, right? So it turned out that the type of latex they used just didn't react well with the vulcanization passing.
Oh wow.
So that's what caused all those imperfections. It's crazy how many things can affect a sheet of latex. Like even the temperature and humidity can mess things up.
Really?
Yeah, it's super delicate.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so it was a major setback for sure.
Yeah.
But Yuki and Ruka, they just don't give up easily.
Good for
They
them.
were totally determined to not only like replicate that old Yummy Gummy quality, but to make it even better.
Now that's impressive.
I know, right? Their commitment to quality is kind of inspiring. They reached out to all kinds of suppliers across Europe, even talked to a friend who's a chemist, and they started using some techniques from how they make medical-grade latex to refine their process.
Wow, that's dedication.
Right, they were diving deep into like the science of latex. And apparently medical-grade latex has to be super precise and pure because it's used for, you know, sensitive stuff.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So they took some of those super strict techniques and applied them to their fashion latex production.
That's pretty cool.
I know. They really went all out, and it totally paid off.
That's great.
They finally managed to create this latex that's, like, amazingly smooth and durable.
Awesome.
But they also admitted that handmade products will never be, like, 100% perfect.
Right. There's always going to be some variation.
Yeah. But it's clear that they are really committed to making it the best quality it can be.
It sounds like it.
And you know what? They're not just sticking to the old designs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yuki and Ruka are bringing their own whole vision to Yummy Gummy, like mixing Rebecca's techniques with their own style.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good. Ruka's got this art school background, and Yuki just loves pushing boundaries, you know, so they're working on these wild new patterns, like a realistic marble and a space galaxy design.
Whoa, those sound amazing.
Right. I can't wait to see what they come up with.
Yeah, me too.
But getting those design eyes out there hasn't been easy.
What do you mean?
Well, remember how they were going to use that old Yummy Gummy website?
Yeah.
Well, there were some crazy problems with, like, developing it.
Oh, no.
So now they're facing this, like, four-month wait for a totally new website to be built.
Oh, man, that's rough, especially nowadays when everything's online.
I know, right? It's a big hurdle. So for now, they're using social media and a really basic temporary website to connect with customers.
I see.
But the coolest part is they're going to be showing off their stuff at the German Fetish Fair in Berlin this May.
Oh, wow. That's a great opportunity.
It is. They'll get to connect with, like, the latex community in person and actually get feedback on their designs.
Yeah, that's smart.
It just shows that even with all these unexpected things popping up, a little bit of clever thinking and being connected to the community can take you a long way.
Totally, yeah.
And it really feels like this is just the first chapter in the comeback of Yummy Gummy Latex.
Oh, for sure.
Yuki and Ruka are so passionate about, like, continuing the brand's legacy, but also adding their own twist to it. I can't wait to see what they do next.
Me neither.
It's a super fascinating story, and it makes you wonder.
You know, it's interesting how they've turned that whole website problem into a way to connect with people.
Yeah.
Like, on a more personal level.
It shows you how adaptable they are, right?
Totally.
They didn't let those obstacles get in the way of their passion.
Exactly.
And, you know, one thing that really stuck with me from this whole story was how they kept talking about their work being handmade.
Oh, right.
Like, remember how they said even those original Yummy Gummy sheets?
Uh-huh.
They weren't always perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were made by hand.
It's kind of refreshing, right?
It is.
Like, nowadays, everything's got to be mass-produced.
And perfect, yeah.
Totally uniform.
But Yuki and Ruka, they're, like, embracing those little imperfections.
That's part of the charm, right?
Exactly. Makes each piece unique.
For sure.
It really makes you appreciate the artistry even more.
Absolutely.
And speaking of artistry, those new designs they're working on.
Oh, yeah.
The realistic marble and space galaxy ones.
They sound wild.
Yeah, I know. I can already picture all the amazing outfits they'll make.
They're really pushing the limits with latex.
Seriously.
It's cool how they're blending those classic techniques with a modern style, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're clearly passionate about trying new things.
And being innovative.
But they still respect the whole history of Yummy Gummy.
Totally. They get it.
And it's not just about how the latex looks either.
Right.
Remember how they talked about the ventilation in their workshop?
Oh, yeah. They were serious about that.
It shows that they really care about having a safe workplace.
For themselves.
And for anyone who works with them.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a good reminder that a lot of work goes into making those clothes.
And it's not always easy.
Right. Like, all that attention to detail in every part of what they do.
Totally.
Can you imagine moving a whole latex production facility across countries?
Oh, I can't even.
Like, all those tanks and racks and equipment.
It must have been a huge project.
It really shows how determined they are.
Seriously.
And it wasn't just about the stuff, right?
Yeah.
They're taking on this legacy, this whole community of people who love latex.
Who were so sad when Yummy Gummy closed.
Exactly.
It's like they've been given something really special.
And they know it.
They're not just bringing back a brand.
They're rebuilding a whole community.
True.
It's like they've got this precious heirloom.
Yeah.
And they're carefully restoring it to its former glory.
And adding their own little touches.
Exactly. And it's amazing how much they've done in such a short time.
I know, right?
Relocating, finding new materials, perfecting the process, new designs.
All in less than a year.
It's mind-blowing.
It really is.
Their energy and passion is so inspiring.
It makes you wonder what Rebecca thinks.
The original owner.
Yeah. Seeing her brand come back like this.
I bet she's proud.
I think so.
It shows how strong her vision was.
And the impact she had.
Even with new owners, the spirit of Yummy Gummy is still there.
You know, this whole thing reminds me of something we talked about before.
What's that?
About supporting small businesses and artisans.
Especially in places like latex fashion.
Yeah, where you can really see the craftsmanship and passion.
It's a good reminder that we can support the people who make the things we love.
By choosing handmade.
Over mass produced.
It makes a difference.
So true.
So the next time you're looking for something special,
Think about checking out those independent artists.
And small businesses.
You might be surprised by what you find.
Totally.
And you might even become part of a really cool community.
Like the one around Yummy Gemmy.
Exactly.
Speaking of community, what do you think Yuki and Ruka have learned about the latex fashion world through all this?
Good question.
They went from wanting to be designers
to running a whole brand.
It must have been a lot to learn.
Like a crash course in business?
They had to figure out materials, production, logistics, online stuff.
All while keeping the Yummy Gummy legacy alive.
They've been walking a tightrope, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Balancing those expectations from fans.
With their own ideas for the future.
It's impressive how they're handling it.
They seem to be doing great.
So what do you think the next chapter holds for Yummy Gummy Latex?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's really exciting to think about what they might do next. I bet we'll see a ton of new stuff, you know, experimentation, especially with those new designs and all the techniques they were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Like, they really seem like they want to, like, redefine what's possible with latex.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised that they put a lot of effort into building a big online community, too.
Yeah, definitely.
They already seem to be pretty good at, like, connecting with people.
Through social media?
Yeah, and at events.
Yeah.
To get it, you know, engaging with your audience is key.
Totally.
And it makes me think about the bigger picture, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this whole story, it's so refreshing.
In a way.
Because the world can feel kind of dominated by these huge companies.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a reminder that passion and creativity, like the human touch, it still matters.
Absolutely.
It can still be successful.
And it can thrive.
Totally. Yuki and Ruka's story, it's all about hard work.
Determination.
And just going with the flow, even when unexpected stuff happens.
Embracing the unexpected.
Exactly. It could inspire anybody, really, to go after their dreams.
Yeah, totally.
And maybe even, like, bring back something they thought was lost forever.
Like a forgotten treasure.
Exactly. What a cool thought. Who knows what's out there just waiting to be rediscovered. This whole deep dive has really got me feeling, like, hopeful.
Yeah.
And inspired.
Me too.
It's been awesome exploring this with you.
Likewise. I really enjoyed it.
And to everyone listening, we encourage you to go check out Yummy Gummy Latex and Sectio online.
Yeah. See what they're up to.
Become a part of their journey.
You never know. You might find your new favorite latex fashion brand.
You just might. So until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.